You're listening to The Football Hour.
That's right, you're listening to The Football Hour. This is Don Betts, and once again, like yesterday, we're joined by Callum Denning, because Alex Mearns is somewhere lost up north.
Can't keep me away, Dom. I've actually made sure that Mearns can't get back down to the south.
We've made sure. He's probably stuck in Harrogate in the tea shop he's doing his uni work for anyway. Enough about that. Moving on to the battle to avoid the drop, which is looking like a very, very interesting battle this season. I mean, the main favourites to go down at the beginning of the season were obviously Sunderland, and they still are. They obviously only won their first game this season on the weekend. But there's only 5 points from Hull in 18th to Watford in 8th, and only 10 points, not even 10 points, 8 points between Hull and Man United. Unbelievable.
This is a fight that I'm more familiar with compared to the title fight, so I feel like I can weigh in on this. It's ridiculously tight. The fact that you've got Watford, who could go on to get a European place, but then they're still only 5 points off relegation. It's the most ridiculous. I mean, we're what, a third of the way into the season now? It's the most ridiculously tight relegation battle I've seen in many, many years. And the champions are in there as well. That's the best bit. And they look like they could genuinely go down.
I mean, the biggest result of this weekend relegation battle-wise was obviously Sunderland's win at Bournemouth. Do you think it will do anything for their season at all?
It got them up to 5 points, so...
Exactly,
you know,
but the same thing, when Derby, when they were the worst team ever in the Premier League, they got that win against Newcastle, and then nothing happened. Do you think it's going to do the same, or do you think, because they've got a manager like David Moyes, it could spur them on to maybe try stay in this league?
Well, it happened with Aston Villa as well last season. They started their season with a win against, coincidentally, Bournemouth, then nothing between then and February, and they went from Tim Sherwood to Remy Gard to Eric Black in that time. Nothing happened for them. David Moyes is a good manager. He proved that with Everton. He was in relegation battles, he was in Champions League fights, he mixed it up. But I don't think that Sunderland side are going to be able to get out of that.
Team in 17th is West Ham, who are on 11 points, which is 6 points ahead of Sunderland, whereas Watford are only 5 points ahead of the team 10 places behind them in Hull. So Swansea and Sunderland need to start playing catch-up already.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, like, to be 11 games in to only have one win and two draws as well, both sides with equal records, it's a little bit embarrassing for a Premier League side. Like, obviously, I get there's a huge gulf in quality between the teams at the top and the teams at the bottom, but you should be able to be competitive. That's part of the point of being in there. Middlesbrough, they came up from the Championship. They've looked all right.
Burnley.
As always, Burnley seem to do that. Burnley in the top half of the table. Again, they're still in the relegation battle because of how tight it is, but they're sitting comfortably in ninth place. And Hull don't look that bad, even though they're in the drop zone.
The thing is, I think with Hull is, when they get on a run of some decent results, they will start picking up points. It's just they're on a really bad run. They lost like 6 games on a bounce or something like that. They beat Southampton, who are a good side in the league. I mean, I know they lost to Chelsea the week before and it's 2 losses on the bounce now, but before that they're unbeaten for 6 games. They got a very solid defence. They only lost because they conceded 2 stupid goals in the space of like 3 minutes.
They've got a manager as well in Mike Phelan, who seems to have a point to prove. He's got the experience to be it as a number 2, and now I think he really wants to set out to prove a few of the people who raised a few eyebrows when, one, he was given the caretaker job, and then, two, even more so when he was given the job permanently. He wants to prove them wrong. And I think Hull, they don't have the greatest players in the Premier League by any stretch of the imagination, but they've got that team spirit, which I think a lot of smaller teams do.
If we move on to Burnley, they've always been this yo-yo side. They come up, they go down, they go up, they come down. Do you think it's great that they've still got Sean Dyche, and he's working with that side? They came up to the Premier League, which is great last time, knew they didn't have quite enough, went back down, then rebuild, and maybe they've got enough to stay up this year.
He's a very, very good manager. I'd say he's probably on a par, this might be controversial, probably on a par with Eddie Howe in the fact that they've got similar backgrounds in getting sides up from the Championship. Eddie Howe has a lot more money to play with at Bournemouth, to be fair. See, they've both managed Burnley as well, so there's a connection. I think if a bit of investment was put into Burnley, Sean Dyche would be able to really strengthen them into a team like Stoke, who came up, surprised a few people by getting promoted to the Premier League in the first place. They've now been up for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, even when Fulham went up.
Yeah.
When we came up, we finished in like the top half in our first season. And I think in our second season, we finished like 8th.
Yeah, or they 9th. Need that Al-Fayed factor.
Money, basically.
Yeah.
When you come up, if you step up in your first season and you step up in your second season, it's all about just building the stability to stay in the Premier League. That's what we did. That's what Stoke have done. It's what Swansea have done the last few years. Maybe not this season. Once you've stayed up, you get the money coming in, which you can rebuild your club with or sign the better players you need to stay in the division with. But their game, obviously, they beat Palace, who are also in a relegation battle. They are only 1 point above the drop. I mean, Burnley went in a 2-0 lead. Palace get back 2-0 in the game, and then Steve Barnes, in the last minute, buries it. What a result for Burnley, that is.
Ridiculous result. And they're already proving they're not in the Premier League to make up the numbers, which a lot of the promoted sides do. So to go to Palace, who, although, again, it seems like everyone's in this relegation battle, so I'm going to keep saying it, they're in this relegation battle, they're still a good side. I mean, FA Cup runners-up last season as well.
I mean, they're only two or three spots behind United.
Yeah.
Only 4 points behind them. So they could get Europa League football, who knows?
Yeah, I'm just saying, imagine Burnley on a Thursday night at Maribor away.
Unbelievable, limbs. Unbelievable. So moving on to a team who you think are going to go down, Leicester City, the champions of the Premier League. What has gone on with them this season?
Listen, they lost 2-1 to a Tony Pulis West Bromwich Albion side. How does that happen? You're the champions
and
of England.
And neither of the goals were, well, you know, one was a header from James Morrison, quality header, but they lost to a Tony Pulis side who scored with a counter-attack goal with pace.
Matty Phillips as well with the finish. Matty Phillips.
He can't shoot. He's an awful finisher.
It was an awful shot that got the goal as well. He just kind of
scooped it.
Yeah, it wasn't even an intentional scoop. It just was like a fluky toe poke that happened to roll into the back of the net. They're champions of England. They haven't lost that much of the side that won them the trophy. They've, in a way, strengthened. Obviously, they lost Kante to Chelsea, who was probably player of the season for me in the Premier League last season. They've still got Mahrez. They've still got Vardy.
And they've signed players like Islam Samani and Ahmed Musa. West Brom's only actually decent quality player who'd get into other Premier League sides is Solomon Rondon.
And Ben Foster, but he's at the back. Absolutely
exactly.
No contribution.
So you definitely think Leicester will go down, or?
So who have they lost to this season? Hull, West Brom. These aren't sides that the champions of England should be losing to. The fact is, as well, in their first season in the Premier League, they fluked survival. Last season, I don't know what it was about them.
It was just a continuation of the end of the season before, really. They just continued that form and it sort of just didn't stop, whereas they lost at Hull the first game of the season. I think if they won that game, they would be where Burnley, Southampton and Watford are.
Potentially in and around the Champions League space, because that seems to be what happened
last
year.
Yeah, I think if they won that game, and they were awful in that game against Hull, they've continued on the run, then they wouldn't have this drop in confidence, etc.
The bubble has burst completely, and I think we could see a first in that the Premier League champions could be playing Championship football next season. But there's always the interesting possibility as well that in the Champions League, they are the Leicester of last season in the Premier League. What happens if Leicester City produce another miracle, win the Champions League, get relegated? They could be the first second tier side to be playing Champions League football.
The unbelievable. Can that please happen, please?
I just want it to. I mean,
it'd be great, because then whoever plays Leicester next season would get a massive advantage on the Saturday game. Borough.
Yes.
I thought they just about scraped survival coming into the season. I still think they will. They've been, I wouldn't say they've been impressive, but they've shown that spirit, that fight. Obviously, when they got the last minute equaliser against Manchester City, I think they have got enough to stay up this season. Do you think so as well?
But first of all, I've got to say they get the award for Chance of the Week at the weekend for Victor Valdez. He's won more than you. Genius and accurate. I think they've got some very, very good players. The players that Karanka managed to find in the summer, considering the issues he had while they were still a Championship side, including when he randomly walked out and then was back on the Monday, he seems to have actually, of all sides that are in that bottom six, he seems to have prepared the most for this season. I mean, West Ham, they just moved to a new ground. Lost to Astragugu in the
Astragugu, our favourite ever quote from West Ham fan TV. If you somehow haven't seen it, it's probably their most viewed video. It's probably easy to find. Astragugu.
Sunderland are too busy telling their players what to tweet. Swansea, they got rid of Alan Curtis. They brought in Guidolin. They got rid of him. They brought in Bob Bradley all of a sudden. Not a Premier League manager. It's not going to end well. There are going to be tears at the Liberty come May. Hull, chaos, as always. Middlesbrough, however, they actually look like they're going to give it a go. And I think they could have a bit of a, not even a late resurgence, but they could have a bit of a resurgence up that table and be in and around the top half.
I mean, the two teams above the bottom three at the moment, so you've got Sunderland, Swansea and Hull in the bottom three. Then you've got two teams from London, West Ham and Crystal Palace. Surely they can't be finishing round there come the end of the season.
I mean, West Ham, first season in the London Stadium, getting relegated. It'll be embarrassing. David Sullivan wouldn't speak to the press for approximately 2 days. He'd be ashamed. It shouldn't be happening. They've got one of the best players in the world as well in Dimitri Payet. Crystal Palace, again, they looked shocking in the second half of last season. They stayed up. They got to an FA Cup final. Nothing's changed there. Nothing.
Without Christian Benteke, I don't think they really have a chance of staying up. He's only shining light in their season.
Well, they've got players like Benteke. They've got Kabai, but that doesn't seem to be doing anything for them.
The thing is with Alan Pardew sides is They can win six games on a bounce, but they can lose six games on a bounce. I don't want to say they're going to go down, but...
They're going to go down.
If they don't sort themselves out, they will. So we've talked about all these sides. We'll look at who their next fixture's coming up after the international break. Obviously, the one that sticks out is Sunderland at home to Hull City. That is the fine six-pointer.
I was about to say, that is the cliche in its finest, but it's going to end up being a one-pointer for both sides.
Yeah, because if Hull won, let's say, they could move up to, like, 15th. So you're going to go for a 1-1 draw in that game or 0-0?
I'd say 0-0. It's going to be, like, two very, very dire sides. Hull, I think, have got that little bit of an edge above them, but they're not great. Sunderland are... I mean,
because
Sunderland.
Hull can get a point and that'll be a good result for them, whereas Sunderland need to win this. If there was a game, if Sunderland want to say that they need to win, it should be this game. So
also, that's kind of their derby this season, considering there's no Newcastle in the Premier League, yeah. So that's got a bit of tension behind it.
Yeah, but Middlesbrough and Hull, their main two derbies this season. I'm going to go for... I think Sunderland might pull off a win here, a 1-0, Defoe penalty, 62nd minute.
I might go out on a limb and say I can't see Sunderland winning between now and Christmas.
If they're going to win a game, it's this, unless they have Swansea at home coming up.
I don't think they're going to do it. I think Hull are going to just nullify them. They're not going to go for the win themselves. They should, but they're not going to. I think, yeah, it's going to be 0-0. Everyone's going to share a point. They'll all be happy, clappy. No one's getting mauled by the Tigers. A wonderful evening of entertainment in the North East.
So the other teams playing, Palace have got City at home. That'll be a tough game. Everton are hosting Swansea City. Watford playing Leicester. Bit of a mid-table slash relegation slash Europa League clash.
Slash championship playoff semi-final.
Yeah, exactly. And what a game that was. Was it Leicester who missed the penalty?
Yeah.
Goes up the end and score. Old Troy Deeney. One of the best moments to ever happen in the championship. One of the best. And then you also have Middlesbrough hosting Chelsea. I mean, they got a point against City, so there's no reason why it isn't impossible for them to get a point in this game. But we've been waffling on, especially after yesterday's podcast, what, 25 minutes long. This one's about 10-15. Who's going to be the teams in the bottom three come the end of the season?
I mean, two of them are nailed on already. Sunderland and Swansea, they're going to be in there. I think, I said that I want to see it happen, purely because it'd be funny. I don't think that they're going to be anywhere near the side they were last season in the Premier League, at least. So I'm going to say Sunderland, Swansea and Leicester City to get relegated from the Premier League.
Yeah, same. I'm going to go for Sunderland and Swansea, but I'm not going to go for Leicester. I'm going to go for Crystal Palace.
I can see that. They would have been my second choice.
Because they sort of remind me of Fulham when we were near the relegation zone in our last few years. They're sort of just scraping up every season. I mean, that's what Sunderland did and Villa did. But, I mean, they're just there. And then I think this season they don't have enough. Alan Pardew, I don't think he's a great manager. How he was ever linked with the England job is an absolute joke. So yeah, I'm going to say Sunderland, Swansea and Palace. Callum is saying Sunderland, Swansea and Leicester City, who are obviously going to win the Champions League and they'll be playing the European Super Cup while being in the Championship. But that's been the Football Hour, looking at the battle to avoid the drop in the Premier League this season. Once again, remember to subscribe on iTunes if you haven't already. Leave us a review. Remember to follow us in Audioboom if you like using that platform as well. And all our podcasts will pop into your phone, laptop, dog, hamster, cat, straight away, as soon as they're released. This has been the Football Hour with Don Betts. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to The Football Hour.